Good morning. We're continuing Chayadim Hilchus Shabbos. We're learning Klal Yigimel, which is the Lachos of Ma'amer. We're learning Simon Beis. Also the Kabbat Shum Dabar B'Mokim Gedulon. Any item, even so much nice, filo in a Gedul Karka, it's not something which grows on the ground. But since it's in the place where it develops, it propagates. So in that place, it's similar to the place where Gedul Karka grow. It's in the same type of malkum, so it's not like we said in the first simon that people do not confuse different places. Here the question is confusing items. So one example would be of that. Could go in melech, the malkum shecharfin by hamelech. So the person, there's salt mines, and they quarry out the salt from the salt mines. You have pieces of salt, large blocks of salt, which are sitting there. The person would want to go gather those together. So that's going to be usur mirabonim, even though the salt obviously does not grow. But this is the place where it was quarried. And this is where, so this is like the Makam Gedul, and this is the place where it developed. Bringing it together in that place is usur mirabonim. The machlif b'gdula karka, people might be confused. If you can gather together those things in their place, you can gather together stalks of grain in their place. The lashon lemora actually interesting. The chayyot understands it says it means it's places where the chayfer by samalach, which is they quarry it. The mora's lashon is that they mischievous of the malach. Which Ray Rashi explains is they would make very shallow pools, and they would let seawater, which is very salty, into the pools. Then the sun would come and would evaporate the water, and you would be left with salt. So it was almost very similar to the idea of growing something. The person actually does a process of bringing it there, evaporating the water, and then now there's salt together. So that's very similar to something which grows. You're making something there, and now you're gathering it together. So that's an example of the Gemara, where Rashi understands the case of the Gemara, but the Chayyot apparently extends that to not only the case of Mishra first and Malach, but even the place where the person is quarrying the salt. Simon Gimel. So now the interesting point of the Chayyot says over here, that the Gemara seems to introduce another scenario where there's possible to have Emor, and it's not Makam Gedulon. So till now we're discussing about the idea that the person's gathering it together into a basket or something of that sort. It doesn't become one unit mamish. The set of ma'amr is making it into one bundle to then transport it somewhere else. So what about if you actually bundle it, you connect it together? Is that going to be? Is that limited to Makam Gedulon? And the Chayyim says no. The example which I gave before was a case of putting into a basket a makabetz peretz afilo shlo b'makam gedulon, ashenid b'duku yachad. He gathers fruit which becomes, they bind together. So you press the figs together into a cake of figs, or you make a you press the dates together to become one, which is flowing bechevel, or you could put them onto a string. So you put the figs, you puncture through the middle of the figs with the needle, and you string them onto this, and make a necklace out of them. So that becomes one unit, is chayiv. The Gamze Malechas Emor, so that also goes under the concept of Emor is bringing it into making it into one unit. Chayyim and the Nishrasadim argues that it might be a tolda of the Malacha of Ma'amr, because Ma'amr had two aspects in it, Makam Gedulon, and you made a bundle out of it. But he is pointing out that this is Halacha Bratan Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shemem, that stringing these things together, pressing them together, is also considered emer, because it's part of the emer process. Even though it's not the complete emer process, it wasn't makam gedulah, and that's enough to be chayiv. It's a toldo. Shakar shemorim, it's like the process, the same thing as tying bundles together. So that's going to be potentially the malach of ma'amr. So here's a scenario where you could have children, and you want to have children playing on Shabbos, and you give them activity to string fruits together or something of that sort. So that would be also to do so, because the person is combining these pairs into one unit, and that's going to be also. Have a good day.